This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Oh yeah, we're rolling on a Friday. What's up? What's happening? Welcome in. It's the Hoffman Show. We're on the Team 980. We're always live as well on the free Odyssey app, a show where the producer is looking for revenge this weekend with his picks, and the host is already 1-0 on Competition Wednesday. Broncos, big win last night on Thursday Night Football. Oh, Anthony, I'm sorry. Did I just ruin your vibe? You were bouncing up and down. You were having a great start of the show. You shouldn't be mad at my success.
Craig, first of all, good job on your pick of the Broncos.
You picked the Broncos correctly last night in terms of our game picks. Yeah. I just happened to have them in Competition Wednesday.
Yeah. You doubled up, though.
So. I did. By the way, 5:30, we go around the NFL. We pick all the games. We didn't reveal our records this week because Anthony is the keeper of the records, and he wasn't here on Monday. Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, buddies and pals of all ages, wait till you hear how well we did last week.
That might have been the best week we've ever had.
It certainly is collectively the best week we've ever had.
Yeah, no question.
Nevertheless, either one of our career bests. Just how good are we at picking games? Find out at 5:30 and see what we pick this week. And then zig as hard as you can away, or zag as far as you can away from us, because there's no chance we're that good again. As for the show today, we start, as we always do, on a Finish Friday by discussing what's at stake for the Commanders this weekend as they take on the Carolina Panthers. And, I mean, in some ways, not a lot. In some ways, everything, as the nature of kind of how this goes. I mean, I think when you look at the Carolina game, Anthony, this is an unbelievably winnable game. That is a nice way to say the Panthers are not very good. They are definitively a bad football team. And then it's not necessarily anyone's fault that's currently there. The reality is that they are a team that has a head coach in his first year, GM in his second year, I guess. So, and I guess in some part it's obviously his fault. But at the end of the day, the biggest fault is they had the number one overall pick and they botched it. Either Bryce Young just wasn't, it was a total miss that they missed on, or he would have been bad, or it's, they didn't do, he would have been good if they had gotten better pieces to support him, and he was broken by the time they got some of those pieces in, including an offensive line that's pretty good. But they also just don't have a lot of talent elsewhere. Like, they did a bad job previously. You know, I'm not trying to pick on Ron Rivera. It's just the chronology. Like, the end of the Rivera era there in Carolina was bad. He left the roster really depleted from a talent standpoint. And then they made a bunch of really bad decisions after he left. You know, when he left, the cupboard was pretty bare, but it shouldn't take you 5 years to recover. And you shouldn't be farther down the hole than you were when he left. And part of it was like the natural cycle, life cycle of a team. Right. Like, they had Cam Newton, who they hit on as the number one pick, and they rode that thing until the wheels fell off. And then they had to find their next quarterback. And after years and years of failing to do so, trying the veterans, you know, the young veterans, the Baker Mayfields, et cetera, they land on Bryce Young. It goes poorly. And that's that. That said, they're not, you don't show up and get a W on Sunday. And so I think that's the thing, Anthony, is this is probably the biggest test yet of maturity for this football team. Certainly, like, there's levels of this. New York was not a very good team. But at that point, you're 0-1. Going into week 2, it's a division game. Arizona, you're a short week on the road. You know, so how do you handle the big win? Well, it's a short week on the road. You're kind of scrapping by. You already feel like you're behind. It's easy to kind of put in that work because you feel like you're behind the entire week coming off of Monday Night Football and that win over Cincinnati. Now you're coming off a big loss. You're disappointed, but you're also getting all this national attention. And how do you show up against a team that is, especially for this offense, defense has some challenges, and we'll get there in more detail as we go here. But offensively, like, they should put up a ton of points this weekend. And I don't remember the last time I said that about a Washington burgundy and gold clad team, but they should put up a lot of points this weekend. And if they don't, like, we're going to have to ask some questions about what went wrong. Where did it turn? We'll obviously see how that goes down. But if they're the mature, you know, together, thoughtful, problem-solving oriented football team that I think they are, I'd be almost surprised if they don't score 30 on Sunday, given where Carolina is.
Yeah, I think when we look at this game, this is a game in years past where we would have lost this game. I think even looking at last season where we had a quote-unquote respectable loss to the Eagles early last year. We lost in overtime by 3. Sam Howell marched down the field, forced OT. Then we, 4 days later, 5 days later, we play the Bears and we get humiliated. But that was a game in which everybody was expecting us to go out there coming off this quote-unquote respectable loss to this, you know, good team of the Eagles. We should have won that game. And I think that's been, you know, what's been cast over our franchise for so many years, where we have times where we show we can compete with some good teams and then we go out there and lay an egg against a team that we should have played, that we should have beaten. So I think when I look at, you know, this Carolina team, yes, it is a team that we should absolutely destroy. Like, on paper, we are the better team. And I just don't want our guys to go out there and overlook these guys and these guys come out here and beat us on Sunday.
And on top of that, with the Bears looming next week, ironically enough, like,
ironic.
I think that there is also the classic trap game type of situation here, except for the fact that nobody's talked about the Bears here all week. It's kind of funny because, especially yesterday, Jaden Daniels is named Rookie of the Week again. Clearly, there's a huge influence of fan voting here because, objectively, Caleb Williams should have won it. Jaden played well, arguably his most, I love the word that Dan used yesterday, Pizzuta used yesterday with us, his most quarterbacky game yet. But, like, they lost, and Caleb went over to London and put up 4 touchdowns on Jacksonville.
Yeah.
And threw for 350 yards and had 6 incompletions. Like, when you have 6 incompletions and 4 touchdowns and 350, you win Rookie of the Week over a guy that threw for 248. Like, all due respect to Jaden, who I would absolutely take more weeks than not this year and would take on my team over Caleb the way they played so far this year. But I think that it's funny. You see some of the every time Chicago does something or the Jaden gets posted by, like, the league, all the Chicago fans are like kind of obsessed with Jaden, mm-hmm. kind of obsessed with what's happened here. And they're like, what about us? What about our guy? Our guy's better. You know, Jaden could never, post a Caleb highlight. And instead of being like, man, our guy's awesome, it's like, Jaden could never. And it's like, that jealousy doesn't look very good on you. You know that, right? You can just be happy about, I know being happy about your quarterback is not something you've ever done before in the 100-year history of your franchise. By the way, the arguably best quarterback in the history of the Bears, Jay Cutler, got arrested today. Good times. And no, seriously, statistically, Jay Cutler might be the best quarterback in the history of the Bears. That's how sad their franchise history is at that position. But in Washington, it's not like that. Like, what I just did is the most antagonistic thing anybody in this city has done, anybody in this area, this region has done towards the Chicago Bears. Nobody's talking about Caleb here. Nobody. And part of it's they had the choice, probably. They were first, you know, we were second, if you will. But I just don't think that as much as, I've thought about next week's game because I'm mad at they got moved to 425 for personal reasons, a.k.a. I'd rather just get it over with earlier in the day. And I don't want to be at Northwest Field until 9 o'clock at night. nobody in Ashburn seems to have thought about it. They'll deal with it next week. Even there was a question today about someone, I guess, is prepping a story for next week and wanted to ask about Caleb Williams to Dan Quinn. And he's like, I'll go longer on it later. But, like, the short answer is we did a lot of homework on him. Like, that's all I'm going to say for right now. Like, he was just like, I'm not focused on next week. Like, I'm not going to be rude to your question, but I'm not thinking about next week. I'm thinking about right now. And I think that that speaks very well to the mentality that they have. But it's not like they went into this week and were like, hey, guys, we have to change what we're doing. We're just focused on this week. Anthony, I think this is why the way they go about their business is so good, is they don't have to change anything. They're always focused on them. Now, what they focus on in a given week is obviously specific to the game plan, so it's not like they don't watch film or anything. But, like, it's through the lens of how do we do what we need to do this week and how do we get better. Not anything that's outwardly focused. It's always focused inward. And when you're always focused inward, you don't get distracted by what's on the outside. And I think this is a week where that absolutely should pay off. And if it doesn't, it's because not because it wasn't the right way to approach it. It's because they did a bad job of it. But talent-wise, man, Washington should absolutely win this game and probably, frankly, win it handily based off how the two teams have played this year. But what are the keys to that actually happening? That's where we go next. Keys to the game on a Football Friday here on the Hoffman Show.